minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Hooligans. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live inside the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, getting ready to rock and roll here. What a Monday night. Why does it feel like Monday nights during the NFL season are like a week long now? Is it because I'm 97 years old and I'm forced to stay up past like 9:30? That's what I'm thinking. Because this game last night goes to overtime. Was it Sunday night's game has the lightning delay? So, I mean, come on. Plus, you had a lot of crazy baseball action going on. But first things first, Colfax, I'm not even scared to admit this. You know, I tend to have crushes on this show sometimes. You know, Philip Lindsay was my guy for a while. Robert Griffin III was my guy. I know I'm joining a lot of people on this, but Lamar Jackson is. Out of my dreams. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lamar Jackson. Is there anything the guy can't? And he's extremely polite, too. Here he is at the end of the game last night.
You know, we needed it. We fought so hard. Those guys played a great game. You know, offense and defense. Every phase played good for them, man. But we came out with a victory. That's all I'm.
How would you describe a game like?
I don't know. It's a weird game. It's a crazy game. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just happy we got the victory.
And how are you feeling about that rushing record? You didn't get it.
We didn't get it. It's all good. We got the victory, and I'm good with that.
Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate you, Miss Lisa.
Appreciate you, Miss Lisa. Wow. Great dude, too. 37 of 43. 442 yards. That's a lot of yards for a running back that can't throw, right? I mean, that's the knock on Lamar is that he's really not a thrower. That's the last resort. 442 yards and four touchdowns. It's not really an accident. 14 carries for 62 yards. Lamar Jackson was absolutely breathtaking.
There's some pressure. Jackson able to escape for the time being. And Lamar Jackson trying to run away from some people. Still on his feet. Nobody more fun to watch than Lamar Jackson from the 43 of Indianapolis. Lamar loads up for Marquise Brown. Makes it look easy for 43. Grease, they go right over Bo Peep Keys for the touchdown. Jackson with all sorts of time. Now throws. Caught. Andrews. Touchdown. Ravens. And a two-point conversion away from a tie.
And we go to overtime. I tweeted it out when it began. I said, Lamar Jackson is ending this thing, Colfax. And he did it. I'm telling you. I know we're packing it full of production today, Colfax, but it was a great night, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous watching Baltimore. They get to watch this guy on a daily, on a weekly basis be their quarterback that is, as The Rock says,
the most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
It's true. Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment. It used to be The Rock. Then it was who? Michael Jordan was back in the day. Tiger Woods? Can a golfer be the most electrifying man in sports? No. Lamar Jackson is the most exciting player to watch. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Go ahead and answer that one. Who today? I'm not asking history. I know Tom Brady's the GOAT. I know Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl, and he's been sensational in his young career. I'm asking today, you rolled your sleepy little head out of bed, and you looked up at the ceiling, and you thought to yourself, who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now? Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, or Jahan? Which one is it? And 37% of you are saying Jahan. I'm sorry. It's not Josh Allen. He is not, as The Rock says, Colfax. He is not
the most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
It's not. There's no way. Somebody would tell me today, oh, did you see Josh Allen hurdle that guy? Lamar Jackson could hurdle a skyscraper, my friends. The guy can do no wrong. He was down 22-3, and I still felt like at any minute, Lamar Jackson's going to go. What was his over for passing was 260. The over for total between passing and rushing was 304. He had not even come close to that by the time we hit the third quarter. They kept him off the field. And he ends up getting both of those. He gets over the 260. He gets over the 304. He just absolutely had a field day. But 37% saying Josh Allen, then Tom Brady, then Aaron Rodgers, then Patrick Mahomes, and then Lamar Jackson. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. I'd like to see where you guys end up on this one. Yes, I am all in on the Lamar Jackson train. Out of my dreams. All right, I had to do that first because that's good news. John Gruden resigns as Las Vegas Raiders head coach after report of anti-gay, misogynistic language used in email. So obviously it spans much larger than what we heard from Demoris Smith as far as that side of it goes. And we'll talk about that in a moment. We do have a caller. We got the Lawnster on. What's happening, man?
What's going on there?
You know, we're just having fun. We got to get to this Gruden story at some point, but we're having fun, man. It's a great time of year.
You know what? I'd say let's just dump this Gruden story for a while and just have a good time before we let us all down.
All right. Lonnie says don't even talk about the Gruden story. I'll shoot the text me on the First Advantage text line if you guys want me to drop it. 888-530-0043. Lonster, what's on your mind?
You know, I'll tell you what. I always have liked Lamar Jackson ever since he went to Baltimore.
Isn't he something else, man?
I'll tell you what, he is something. He is fun to watch. He really is.
Yeah, how can you watch football? Even if you don't think he's the best, how can you say that he's not the most entertaining player to watch in the NFL, maybe all of sports?
Yeah, really. And some of the moves that he makes are just incredible, you know.
Isn't the best thing in sports watching one person elude another person? I mean, you can see guys shoot baskets till you're blue in the face. You can see hockey guys hit each other up against the wall and knock each other's teeth out. You can see a guy standing there in a polo hitting a ball like a golf swing. But seeing another grown man juke out another grown man and run for 20 yards, I mean, it's fascinating.
It really is. It just makes it more fun to stay up and watch it, too.
Yeah, and I have been. I'm staying up, man. They're giving us reasons to. There's been some amazing finishes in these primetime games. Lawnster, what is for lunch, my friend?
Okay, I just got done finishing up.
Okay.
I had a tuna sandwich and some crackers and pickles and olives.
Not bad. It's a little chillier today. I figured you'd be going with like chili today or something hot, like hot soup.
Well, you know, it was fun to kind of clean the refrigerator out a little bit.
Nah, yeah. Hey, I've been there. If I clean my refrigerator out, man, I could be in trouble, though. You know, food poisoning and all that stuff. You got to be careful.
Yeah, but you know, that's where you have fun. Take your chances on it. You know?
I love it, Lonster. Appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, for sure. Have a good day.
Noob texting in. So Urban Meyer and John Gruden walk into a bar. Oh, is this going to be, can I do this? Urban says to John, hey, you want to see what to do to lose your job? So Urban grabs a bar stool, has a lady grind on him. John says, hold my beer, and whips out his laptop and hits send on his email. Okay, yeah, that's good. It is Top Text Tuesday, by the way. I need greatness today. I mean, you guys have been all right. You guys have been all right, but I'm looking for something spectacular. I'm looking for Lamar Jackson. Be Lamar Jackson today. Don't be Josh Allen. Be Lamar Jackson.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Text us on the First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Not bad, noob. Not bad. Eastside Chris Brady. Should Urban... Okay, so clearly this is where you guys want to go. Should Urban send an email to Gruden, thanking him for taking the media heat? Big question. Will Gruden open another email? Also, will Las Vegas come into Denver and get better like Pittsburgh last week? Sounds like the inmates could run the asylum. Let me say this. If the Broncos lose to the Raiders on Sunday, Vic Fangio should not be the head coach of the Denver Broncos or Pat Shurmur. Someone has to take a fall, and it's got to be one of those two guys. Because let's talk about the football side of John Gruden. The Raiders built this thing up around him. This was supposed to be John Gruden. This was his thing. And yet we're at this stage where, yeah, I get it. I understand it. It absolutely makes sense. I don't know what the email said, but you are getting to this point where it's just too much to overcome. Bama Bear. Are Urban and Gruden on their way to Saban's coaching rehabilitation center? Yeah, maybe so. You know what? That's where a lot of coaches that have some issues go, right? And then they get back on the right track. Let Saban take care of it. You know what, though? That's true. Was it Eastside Chris texting that? Urban Meyer's probably like, woo-hoo-hoo! grinding up on me, man. That's not a big deal. Look at that crap Gruden's saying. Max McCaffrey's even like clipboard. Dude, that I may as well have been just playing peekaboo with a toddler compared to what you guys are doing. I mean, my goodness, all these coaches that are getting in hot water are looking at this going, yeah, but did you see what Gruden did? We didn't even see it. I'm watching the game last night. A referee's getting ready to give the penalty flag, and we go to commercial break. Right then, my tiny little brain started turning. I was like, what is happening here? What are we doing? I've never seen a broadcast just willingly go to a commercial break while a referee is getting ready to explain what was happening. Then we're on a really long commercial break. It's taking forever. I'm going, what's happening here? And then, of course, go to the studio, and we hit Adam Schefter with the news. I'm not saying it's not very important news. It was, but I was kind of expecting the little flashers at the bottom, you know, like when Nikola Jokic was drafted during the Taco Bell commercial. Gruden's been fired, and then we go to that at halftime. But we had to interrupt like three plays that I potentially could have missed of Lamar Jackson to see that John Gruden has been fired, or resigned, I should say. All right, we could stay on this one all day if you guys want. I do have other things coming. We have Zach Stevens talking Broncos with us. Must win Sunday for a billion reasons for the Broncos. And I know I said that they've been in two must wins so far this season. Two of the first three. They needed to beat Pittsburgh. This is the biggest must win of them all. This one, because you cannot lose to a Raiders team that is absolutely in shambles at this stage. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to have Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. And here's a question for you guys. Talking about the Colorado State Rams, can Fort Collins and maybe the entire Northern Colorado area really support this team and make Canvas Stadium like the place to go? Like, I move up here to go to college in one of the area schools, whether it's UNC, CSU, maybe one of the community schools. I come up here and I hear, wow, Canvas Stadium, dude, you're up here. You got to get tickets to go. Can they create that kind of atmosphere that I kind of witnessed? In the press box, it's different, but I kind of witnessed last Saturday during homecoming. We'll talk about that next. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. So much to get to, so little time. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Do want to, get this out there. Oh, you know what? You know what, Colbs? Hang on. We'll get him right back. We'll get Zach Stevens on the show. Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. Norfolk Iron and Metal, like many others, are looking for members to join their team. Check them out. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. Joining me now is the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Zach, my friend, oh my goodness, so many things to talk about. I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, there's a ton, and the Broncos still have a head coach, and their opponent does not.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so let me just ask the first question about Vic Fangio. Doesn't this put a ridiculous amount of pressure on Vic Fangio or Pat Shurmur or somebody? Because you can't lose to the Raiders with all that's going on now, right?
It has to, absolutely. I mean, if you lose to the Raiders team, who's in the exact same situation as you in terms of football, started 3-0, two-game losing streak, things are starting to go off the rails in terms of the football side, and then everything goes off the rails in terms of the Raiders' entire organization losing their head coach. They didn't know who their head coach was going to be for a couple of hours last night. And then today, I have to imagine that they're not talking football. They're talking about culture. They're talking about community, and they're really building that up today.
And then you're going to have to start a whole new game plan. You're going to just have different ways of doing things this week. If the Broncos and Vic Fangio can't beat that team at home, then Brady, it's a really, really bad look. And unfortunately, the Raiders, this could be a calling card for them and something that they rally around. Yeah. And they could actually come out and look pretty good this week. Or everything could just unravel for them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think about, oh man, I'm kind of, was it the Raiders, Zach? Help me out here. When Antonio Brown was with the Raiders and he had all his stuff going on, and I don't know who they were playing. Maybe it was the Broncos. I'm trying to go back in time on the fly here, but I thought, oh, the Raiders aren't going to rally. They're going to lose. And then suddenly they rallied because of all that drama surrounding them. They went and won a game, and that was the Raiders. So yeah, you're exactly right. There's the flip side to that where they could all, you know, band together as a group and make it a special day for them.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part is, for the Broncos' perspective, the Raiders do have someone that they could turn to in terms of a leader, and it's their quarterback, Derek Carr. He's not an elite quarterback, but he's like a top 11, top 12 quarterback in the NFL, and he has the leadership skills necessary to really galvanize the team around him. Because you look at the rest of the Raiders organization, it came out last night that Mark Davis knew about these emails before just yesterday and decided to do nothing about them. This coaching staff was built by John Gruden. So the players may say, let's rally around each other and do this for ourselves. And that's the scary part, is if they do that this week.
Yeah, you're right, though. There's so much. I think I was watching a report this morning that said, hey, there's 24 hours to kind of, I don't know, discuss, talk about it or whatever, and then it's football. So, yeah, right now, like you said, yep, Zach, it's other things going on for the Raiders right now. And taking the football side of it, you know, away from all the nastiness that we're seeing more and more of from Gruden's side, the football side, they invested both money and time and effort and really just name around John Gruden. This is going to be an interesting couple of years, I think, for the Raiders, because this was the whole plan, right? Get Gruden over here. We got the move to Vegas. It's going to be the perfect match.
Absolutely. He was the $100 million man, the contract that we had never seen before. 10 years, $100 million for Gruden. And his full plan hadn't even taken place yet. You know, we're still waiting for him to replace Derek Carr. And because it seemed like every single year we were talking about, okay, this is the year that they replaced Derek Carr. And no, Derek Carr outlasts John Gruden, which is just crazy to think about. But now you think about, okay, the Raiders, especially the Davis family, they always want to make big splashes. So I can't imagine that the special teams coordinator, that's the interim head coach, is going to keep his job and be the head coach after this year. I don't think they're going to go for, you know, maybe a smart football move and bring an offensive coordinator in from some other team. They're probably going to go for a big, sexy splash at head coach, and we'll see the ramifications for that, because sometimes, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are telling you right now, the big splashy name does not work out.
Boy, we were having probably some stupid fun about this, but don't you think, like, Urban Meyer and coaches that have been in the fire line in the hot seat are kind of looking at the Gruden things thinking, whew, okay, that takes a little heat away from me.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And especially because this wasn't just the Raiders being bad and firing their head coach because of football issues. This is something that, you know, the New York Times was the one to break this. And when the Times is breaking something, you know it's absolutely huge. This is a story that goes way beyond football and is disgusting for so many reasons. And it completely takes the light off anything that's going on really in the NFL. Winning, losing, business, anything like that, and puts it all just on the Raiders.
Joining us now, Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider of DNVR Broncos. All right, well, there's a lot more to unpack with the Gruden side of it, I know. But, Zach, looking forward with the Broncos, kind of you've had a few days now or a couple of days to kind of sit back, reevaluate what happened. Do you take the positive, like some are doing, and saying, hey, for as badly as the Broncos played, they came all the way back and made it a one-score game. It came down to a final play, or you know, obviously two-point conversion would have still been up in the air. But do you take that and say they're going to be okay, or do you take it more or less of, all right, Steelers are playing prevent defense for an entire quarter, and so the Broncos kind of took advantage of that?
Yeah, Brady, I really typically always take the positive outlook and how the team can get better and go on the bright side. But yesterday, Graham Glasgow, we talked to him, and he said, pretty much that that's not the case. You can't do that in this one. He said, in the fourth quarter, we can't really take anything away from that because the Raiders are, or because the Steelers are playing soft and they just let us move down the field. And I'm saying, well, if he's telling me that, then I certainly have to listen to that. So unfortunately, I am nervous about this offense. You look at, when the games actually matter, they're scoring less than 20 points combined in these last two games until it got down to, crunch time in that fourth quarter against the Steelers. It is a concern. And the good thing is I'm not concerned about the quarterback, which has been the concern for the past 5 years. But just about why aren't things working out? You look at the talent on the offense. Running back's got the talent. Tight end has the talent. Well, wide receiver's banged up, but you still have talent there with Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton. What is happening? And so you do look at the coaching staff, and that's why Pat Shurmur's getting a ton of heat this week. Vic Fangio, in fact, had to stand up for him and say he has no qualms with Pat. But if things don't get turned around against the Raiders, Brady, the Broncos have a short week against the Browns, and then they have a long weekend to make any changes if they're going to.
Boy, and just like that, Zach, 3-0 to, hey, they could be making some changes after the Browns game. And that's why, when you and I discussed this last week, that's why we said this Pittsburgh game is really important. Pittsburgh's not a world beater. I don't really foresee them having an amazing season. Maybe somehow, some way they squeeze into the playoffs, but I wouldn't bet on that right now. So if you're the Broncos, you're really trying to look in and try to figure this thing out. Again, Javonte Williams with 8 carries, Melvin Gordon with 9. The runs seemed to be happening, and they were a little more spread out, but I still often, more often than not, was scratching my head, I suppose, at the timing of some of these run calls.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And it just seems like there's no rhythm on the offensive side of the ball. In fact, at the beginning of the game, Brady, it really felt like Pat Shurmur was giving us the Eli Manning double birds by just running the ball on first down, running the ball on second down, and then setting up a long third down. And then what did he do the next drive? A run on first down, a run on second down, setting up a long third down. And the Broncos this past week averaged 3rd and 8. Brady, no one can have success there. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they can find success, a decent amount on 3rd and 8, but even they're not converting, 80% of them. Teddy Bridgewater and normal average good quarterbacks are really going to struggle on 3rd and 8.
Joining us now, Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider of DNVR Broncos. And what was your thoughts? You said, obviously Teddy's not that big of a concern because you like his leadership aspect. And more often than not this season, he has proven that, he won that job and it makes sense. But what's your feelings right now? Because the last game and a half, he gets hurt in the second half against Baltimore. He's come down to earth a little bit. Your thoughts there on the situation with the quarterback spot as we speak today?
He has come back down to earth, but he's still outperforming expectations. And if he comes back down to earth from what he did the first three games, as long as it's not a massive collapse and it's more so of what we saw against Pittsburgh, then he's going to be enough for the Broncos on the offensive side of the ball. However, Brady, what he's not going to be able to do is carry a defense that gives up 27 points per game. That's not what we thought Teddy Bridgewater was going to be, and that's not who he can be. And unless you're playing the bad, bad teams like the Broncos did the first three games, Teddy Bridgewater is going to be good enough to get this team to the playoffs if the defense is elite and the playmakers on offense pick up for him. And we saw Noah Fant have a rough game. We saw Cortland Sutton, even though he ended with 7 catches, 120 yards, he had a few pretty uninspiring moments in the first quarter there where you're just saying, what are you doing out there? And you can't have that with Teddy as your quarterback. And then the defense, how underwhelming have they been the past 2 weeks? They started off incredible by giving up, they had a shutout and 2 13-point games in the first three games. They play real teams and they give up 50 total points. And the pass defense, which was supposed to be the biggest strength of this team, just looks completely exposed. And that Teddy is not fitting into that formula. But if the rest of the team fits into their formula, Teddy's going to be fine for this season.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, either way you want to slice it with Teddy, Drew Lock, whatever, the strengths of this team going in were, okay, this defense needs to be elite. They need to be, because they were so good in those first three games, they're still in the tops as far as yards allowed. But what I want to see more than anything is some kind of game-changing play. And you had the fumble. Of course, the Broncos really just followed it up with with the field goal because of everything that happened. You had Alexander Johnson with two opportunities to get some picks there. But, you know, you need to see Von Miller getting back there where he's forcing bad throws, maybe some picks. I'm watching the Chiefs game the other night, Zach, and the pressure's there where Mahomes is just throwing it not exactly where he wants to throw it. And so a fingertip tips a ball and it goes up in the air. And next thing you know, anything could happen. So the Broncos need some chaos on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Von Miller was elite those first three games. He was everything that we hoped he would be and more. One September AFC Defensive Player of the Month, and then he's really fallen off these past two games. And it's not all on him, but in order for this defense to be elite, Von Miller needs to be elite. And sure, against Baltimore, he was told not to, you know, pin his ears back and rush the passer. I get it. But what about against Pittsburgh? You said it. It was Malik Reed who was the one to get that that big strip sack. And then what about the rest of this secondary? Where are the playmakers on this secondary? Kyle Fuller is getting absolutely cooked. Justin Simmons only has one interception through five games. And Kareem Jackson, he is bringing the boom. But against the Steelers team that's prone to turning the ball over, especially Big Ben, you don't have any interceptions. And credit to Malik Reed for getting that fumble because that was huge. But then Alexander Johnson, you got to use those hands, man. And he said yesterday that he was focused on taking off instead of catching the ball. And then the other one, he said, I didn't even know the ball was there until it hit me. So, I mean, but he's got to have at least one of those.
Oh, boy. Well, there's certainly some issues when you look at it. It seems like they certainly have the talent, you know, still, even depleted with injuries. How about on that side of things, Zach? Any good news you can give us on the injury front?
Yeah, it does look like Ronald Darby is going to be able to play this coming week. And this is actually the best post-game injury report we've had in terms of only Mike Ford, of course, special teamer, was hurt after that game. So Broncos, no new injuries. And it looks like for a second straight week, they're going to have Dalton Risner and Graham Glasgow back. So that's very good. And I would expect Mike Boone to be back this coming week as well.
Hey, just getting bodies back in this mix, help out with that depth. Certainly can't hurt. A big one coming up against Sunday. I thought there was pressure on this game anyway because you don't want to drop three in a row. But as we talked about with the Gruden situation, it sure feels like this is the old blood in the water adage. But as you said, yeah, Zach, it could be the opposite effect of that too. So we got to be careful of that.
Yeah, you absolutely have to be careful of that. And Brady, I can only imagine the tone around this team and the fans' reaction to this coaching staff if they come out and lay an egg, especially if it looks like the way it did this past week where the defense just wasn't prepared. The offense certainly was not in a rhythm. And it looks like it's, you know, players are at fault, but also the coaches are at fault. If we're talking about that against a team that fired their head coach, or I guess he resigned 6 days before the game. Oh, yikes. It is not going to be pretty, and there's not going to be much time to correct it before they have to go play a really good Cleveland Browns team on Thursday night on the road. It's setting up to where, but then Brady, on the other side, if they win this game, they're 4-2. Then the past two losses aren't as big of a deal. The cushion that they built themselves in the first three games, it is looking mighty fine right now. And then they'll still be looking at a winning record going into the bye a couple weeks later.
I needed that positivity, Zach. I needed it because I believe it. I think that they can still kind of maybe turn this thing around early on, but a lot of work to do to get to that point. Speaking of work to do, what do you have for us, Zach, that we can check out at DNVR Broncos maybe in the next couple of days?
Well, following this Raiders stuff and just how it's going to impact the Broncos, curious to see what the Broncos have to say about it. And really all of the outpour of this and the outfall and everything that's coming along with this, because Brady, like we said, today's probably not a football day for the Las Vegas Raiders. When does the football day start? What is that organization like? So really following that, because it's very prevalent to the Broncos since they play in just 5 days from now.
Yeah, no question about it. It's a very interesting Broncos Raiders week, perhaps unlike any before. So I know you'll be rolling with it, man. We'll be looking forward to everything you're putting out throughout the week. Zach, my friend, appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Friday.
That sounds great, Brady. I look forward to it.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. John Gruden has officially resigned as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Here's his initial statement. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Gruden said in a statement Monday night, thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. 39 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, no limit collectibles. There's no limit to what you can collect. Buy, sell, trade, sports memorabilia, sports cards. They even have Pokemon there at No Limit Collectibles. And I got a really fun announcement that we're going to be making pretty soon. I'm just waiting for the green light. Let me just say this. It's going to be a little bit more convenient to stop by No Limit Collectibles. And when you stop by their current location in Loveland, tell them we sent you here from The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Top text Tuesday. Looking at the scoreboard, Dixon has two, Snooki has one, Ken Bone sitting at one, Well County Swami at one, and Noob. That's the current standings right now in our top text Tuesday. So it looks like Dixon is in jeopardy of winning another one of these things. I mean, that's what he does. He's the arch nemesis of the show, but for whatever reason, he is like an evil genius. He comes up with some of the greatest texts out there. So shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thehullshow.com. Who is the best quarterback in the NFL right now? It's changed a little bit in between, but Josh Allen is remaining at the top of the standings. 31% of the Hulligans are voting Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes at 27%. Tom Brady at 18%. Lamar Jackson moved up a little bit. He's sitting at 13%. And Aaron Rodgers is down at 9%. I guess that makes sense. Patrick Mahomes is still staying up there in that top two margin for you guys. But Josh Allen, according to the Hulligans, has overtaken that number one spot in your eyes as far as the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Go vote at thehullshow.com. Let me know what you guys think, and we'll see where the poll ends up at the end of the day. Broncos, Raiders coming up on Sunday, and I was starting to lean toward this is a pretty important game for Denver, just like the Steelers game. You can't keep getting into this pattern, though. When you're talking about Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur and saying things like, well, this game's a must win because when you look at this schedule, well, you did that with Pittsburgh. You go, oh, well, this game's a must win because then coming up next, you got a Raiders team that's, before they played Chicago, we thought, all right, it's a pretty good team. Struggled against the Chargers mightily, but pretty good team that came back, made it interesting against the Chargers for a little bit. But then they lose to Chicago. Either way, you can't keep doing that. That's what the bad teams do. They do it until they mathematically can't do it anymore. They do it until they've lost. We're sitting here talking about a 3-6 football team, and you're not really talking about playoffs. You're going, it's not a must win. It's just get through the season and let's find some positives that we can take into the next year and what the new coaching staff's going to work with. So this is it. I mean, you are at the crossroads. I like what Zach said, though. Yes, while this game feels like the must win, you look at the next two, the situation, the week that is for Denver, it's Raiders-Browns. And then after that, you have the weekend and a full week to think about what you're going to do if you're going to make that move. And, yeah, if you lose the next two games, you're sitting at 3-4 after starting the season 3-0. And those are the kind of stretches that typically cost coaches jobs if it's happened before. And we know so far with Vic Fangio, losses tend to come in bunches. We've seen it. He's completely defeated in September outside of 2021. He's had stretches of four, five loss streaks. So he has to figure this out. I've been critical of him since day one of the hire. They have it right in front of them against this Raiders organization. It could be reeling. I mean, how far does the we're playing for each other thing go when you know that Mark Davis didn't fire Gruden, didn't acknowledge these emails. He knew about them and didn't do anything. If you're a player for that team, how do you feel today knowing that it's not just Gruden? This was ignored. You know, if you're not fixing the problem, you're part of the problem. Well, in this case, yeah, you're the owner of the team, and you saw that there's these emails out there, and there's going to be these players that are wondering, why was that let go? Why was that deemed okay? We'll let it slide. And then it blew up, obviously, getting too deep in where it was probably discussed. Maybe not. Maybe Gruden came to this conclusion himself, but this is where we are. So if you're a Raiders player, how are you feeling today? This is what, like, the cover-up sometimes. Like, what's going to happen? Davis is going to sit down? The owner is going to sit down with his team and say, hey, it's not acceptable? Well, it was. You accepted it. You knew about some of this stuff. And here you are. Double A saying Josh Allen is the guy. Mysterio, I feel like there's a UFC fighter that's more entertaining than Jackson. No way. I won't hear it. It's Lamar Jackson, the most entertaining man in sports. Mysterio, last time I checked, it's the NFL. They're all must-win games. It's nice to say that. College is more like all must-win games. Like Alabama, all must-win games. So season's over, right? Right? We got Angel hanging out back there. Let's see. Gruden should have taken a tip from Hillary and deleted those emails. Yeah. Yeah, probably so. I mean, when you look at the situation, they're everywhere now. And now obviously there's no excusing what was said verbally or in email, but I mean, Gruden, man, you're writing all this stuff down in the heat of being extremely frustrated, and he admitted he was frustrated in a bad spot right around the time the NFL lockout was going on. They had a lot of big things upcoming with female referees coming in, talking about, you know, being more of a welcome culture for a potential gay football player, those kind of things. And yeah, apparently, and again, I haven't seen the full literature as far as the emails go just yet, but it was enough in there to say, yeah, this guy probably shouldn't be a head coach in the NFL anymore. So yeah, Gruden resigned, but the pressure was on its way. It was coming, and it was kind of hurry up and get out before they fire you. 51 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one when we come back. Second hour, Colorado State. Can they really attract? What we saw at homecoming weekend, there was a lot of magic in the air. Can Colorado State maintain that? Can they grow that fan base? And I have a couple of ideas for the Rams going forward. So we'll discuss that. More on the Denver Broncos coming up against the Raiders. And Mike Brohard will join us in the second hour as well from CSURams.com. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I love going to Rev Chiropractic, and I go once a week now. My back was just in a weird spot for the longest time. You know, I just kept putting it off. I kept trying different places randomly, and just nothing really took hold. You know, I didn't feel better right off the bat. You know, some of the places that give you the crack and go, you feel a little bit better right after, but, you know, you're not really sitting down and talking to somebody that can really, you know, give you x-rays and talk about what your body's doing. That's what they did at Rev Chiropractic. Showed me exactly what I was feeling. Like when I'm looking at the x-ray, I'm like, oh, that's why my back's doing that. Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada, I go there once a week. Like I said, to start out, I had some work to do, and now it's just kind of a steady part of my week. And, you know, it's in and out. I'm not there for 30 minutes. I'm not there for an hour. It's nice to pop in for 15 minutes or so. They take a look at things quickly for me. And then they give me my adjustment, and away I go. Check out their website, chiropracticrev.com. That's chiropracticrev.com. In the second hour, let's get to it. Colorado State, it was a magical atmosphere on Saturday against San Jose State. It was homecoming everything. One of their largest crowds they've ever had. How do they keep that going? Is it just about wins? And again, Can you? If it's just about wins, then you're going to eventually have a season or two or three where they're rough. So, is it going to be just a fickle following? How do you really build Canvas Stadium into a party zone? Something really, really amazing throughout Northern Colorado. Second hour coming up next.